Blog Talk Radio.
Are you looking for somewhere to record your next project? You missing that quality sound? Well, Slab Music Group is the place you need to be. We have a full-service recording studio and a production team on staff, offering recording, mixing, mastering, and pre-production services. We also have a team of professionals to assist you with all of your music business services, marketing, promoting, legal assistance, project planning, graphic design, photography, and video services. Our facility offers listening sessions and listening parties, and we have a photography and video room. Slab Music Group can help you from start to finish. Visit our website at www.slabmusicgroup.com, or you can contact us at 682-587-7522. We are located at 1062 South Erie, Fort Worth, Texas, 76112.
I wanna be with you.
down in anything. Better is one day in your court. Better is one day in your house than thousands elsewhere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think somebody believes that tonight. Better is one day in your court. Better is one day in your house than thousands elsewhere. Yeah.
All right, y'all, man. Welcome, welcome, world, to the all-new Donnie B. Gospel Radio Show, the Donnell Ballard Show. We are live right now. I want to say a big shout-out to everybody out there that's listening to us right here, man. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing right here. I want to make sure everybody's doing okay. And we're going to be here every night playing some good gospel music and talking to the community. This is what it's all about. If you want to call in and talk to your man, Donnie B., for 2 hours, give him a call at 347-989-1725. 347-989-1725. And we're going to be doing it real big. I'm excited what God is doing, man. I'm excited. I'm going back to church Sunday, man. I've been out of church for 2 weeks, and it seems like I've been out of church forever. And I will say one thing, man. When you get out of church, I ain't gonna even tell you that lie. When you get out of church and stay out of church, things start happening to you. And you gotta be that type to say, you know what, I'm not gonna let the devil steal my joy. I'm not gonna let the devil steal anything from me. So this is what it's all about, y'all. And we're gonna be talking about some very important community stuff. So I'm excited. I hope you guys are doing great this on this beautiful morning. I mean, beautiful evening. It is official. What degree is it? I don't even know what degree. All I know is snowing outside. And I gotta tell y'all this too, that it was crazy for me, y'all. I'm serious. It was crazy for me. I had to figure out what was going on with the snow and stuff. And you know, some people got freezing snow, it was so bad. So you know, my thing is, I want to say, you know, that we're gonna keep it real with y'all on this show. We're going to be talking about some very important topics. I'm hoping to hear from Ms. Ford calling in tonight. She always calling into the show. And, you know, we're just going to talk about some really important issues that's going on in our community, man, because there's a lot of stuff going on that we need to be aware of that we don't even know nothing about. And, not only that, man, but we also got to say a special prayer out to Nelson Mandela, who passed away on yesterday at the age of 95 years old. What do y'all think about that? We should be celebrating the life and death of Nelson Mandela, because he lived a long life. 95 years old is a long time, y'all, to be living. Born in 1918, and we're gonna do something special for him this Tuesday night, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Everybody that's listening to us right here on 1190 AM, we're gonna do something special for him. We're gonna have everybody to call into the program, and we're gonna talk to him. We're gonna talk about Nelson Mandela. What was him to you? What did Nelson? What do you feel? I know you probably never met the guy, but what do you feel about him as an African American who done a lot for the world African American community? The man done a lot. So we have to talk about things that this man done. And we're going to be opening up the phone lines tonight, and we're going to open up the phone lines every night, and we're going to have special guests calling into the program, because we want to hear from you. We want to hear from the community. This is a community program. And we just want to hear from the people, and you can call in. Oh, I'm asleep. Well, you can call in, represent your school, represent the city, you know, represent whatever you want to represent. This is what it's all about. It's all about representing the community and letting the community know what's going on with you. You know, this is what it's all about. So I'm excited what God is doing, man. We just got to open up the opportunity to do what it takes to really get to the next level, man. This is what it's all about. And this is for independent gospel artists out there that want to be part of this. So if you're a gospel artist out there and you want to be part of this, let us know. Give us a call at 347-989-1725. And we just want to talk to the community. We're going to be having a lot of different stuff going on here. And I'm just excited what God is doing, man, in the community, and this is what it's all about. And we want you guys to call in, kick a shout out. Shout out to Glenn Nix. I'm looking at him, and you can tell this little boy looks just like him, smile like his daddy. Shout out to Glenn Nix, man, doing it real big. And Seth Bailey from La Vida News and stuff. And speaking of La Vida News, We got a lot going on with our community. We're going to be talking about a lot of different stuff. And the new paper came out this week. It got talking about a lot of different stuff that's happening. The big turkey giveaway that we did with Two Love Sanctuary needed. So, you know, we did that one, and we had a lot going on, and you guys, we're going to be talking about that and stuff, but what we're going to do right now, we're going to go ahead on, and we're going to play some more gospel music. If you want to call in, and we're going to go to my favorite song, His Eyes on the Sparrow. We'll be right back, 347-989-1725, 347-989-1725, we'll be right back.
I know he watches over me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches.
there is a sound in the hearts of God's people that the world is waiting to be released. There is a sound in the hearts of God's people that the world is waiting for. Creation is longing for the manifestation of the sons of God. It's time for us to release that sound so that the whole world will know of God's love and compassion. Sound of peace,
sound of
and it's flowing out of me.
Out of me.
This is a sound that will heal the brokenhearted
sound to heal the broken
and bring comfort to the least of these. Like in Amos, and righteousness a never flowing stream. Be the ones to release that sound. But we won't hold on, but we'll open up our mouths and we'll cry aloud so that the world will know of your love and your compassion. That sound is on the inside of us.
There is a sound.
To bring comfort
for the
Johnny.
Come on, song. Goes like this. I need
presence, I find protection, direction, inspiration, motivation, revelation, everything that I need, everything we need is in the presence of the Lord. I can find patience, mercy, restoration, preservation, breakthrough. Present. When I need blessing, favor, provision, salvation, healing, everything that I need. I'm telling you, everything that you need is in the present. When I need comfort, deliverance, safety, covering, shelter, everything that I need. And I want to be with you, Lord, just one day with you, it's better than a thousand elsewhere.
AKA DJ Donny B. We're doing a real big one to say a big, beautiful, beautiful, crazy shout out to everybody out there listening to us. In a special 940, Dallas Fort Worth area, man. Tonight's weather forecast is calling for cold, cold, cold. It is a special 27 degrees in the Dallas Fort Worth area tonight. night. Right now it's 27 degrees. We got another 20% chance of sleet and mixed with snow tonight and tomorrow. Another 20% chance, man. If you haven't had a chance to go out in Texas right now, it is cold, cold, cold. That's all I can say. Cold, cold, cold. So, all right, I think what we're going to do right now, we're going to go live to our boy, Chia Mo, live with us right now. Hey, welcome to the show, man. Good evening. Welcome to the show. What's going on with Chia Mo?
Welcome. First of all, we want to thank you for bringing me on the legendary Donnie B show, known worldwide. You know, this is the, you know, the, yesterday with Nelson Mandela passing away, there's a lot of history right in that movement. And today on my show, Donnie B, I had Dr. Jimmy Redbourn, who was one of the men who negotiated Nelson Mandela's freedom in 1990. Was right there when Brother Nelson got out of jail, and he's on his way flying out to South Africa, and will be on my show live in South Africa next week. You know, Tuesday is the general public, general within, for those who know about the customs in South Africa. The real funeral was going to be the 15th, 10 days. First, they have 10 days of celebration, and so the 15th mm-hmm. will be the real send-off to send him away. And right now, the tribesmen, the elders there are praying around the body of Nelson Mandela, letting you know spiritually what the people are doing and how they remember him. So that's a South African elder tribesman, you know, custom. And so,
right.
You know, and so this is what's going on. I had him on my show today. This is how God plans things. Everybody thinks that they are in control, but God is what's really in control. It's all in God's time.
That's right.
And so, you know, and so as we go toward January 19th, ministers worldwide, me and Bishop Phillips and Dr. Webb and other ministers around the country, great leaders, have put out a clarion call to 10 million ministers of all ages, races, genders, and religions to stand with one accord and preach the sermon, Stop the Violence in Love with Love, because God is love, as we honor Dr. King for the King Day celebration and Brother Nelson Mandela. Now, Dr. Webb worked with Dr. King in the 60s for 5 years and then worked with Nelson Mandela for the last 20 years until he got ill. So this man, great man of God, who will be on my show, was on my show today and will be on my show next week from South Africa, mm-hmm. will be a part of this. And so on January the 19th, we're going to be
wow.
a springboard that the International Stop the Violence in Love of Love campaign is going to take another leap in the future. And this time, the goal is to break down the barriers of age, race, gender, and religion and change the mindset of humanity. And they asked me, the legendary Donnie B, how are you going to change the mindset of 7.2 billion people? I said, by always putting God first and including the young people of the world, because our young people are the future, and God is the Alpha and Omega.
Right.
And on January the 9th, in cities around this country, ministers will be holding press conferences, inviting the local media, TV, radio, and newspapers to let everybody know that put them on alert that on 10 days after that, they're tied into something national and international, and that is ministers will be preaching Stop the Violence in Love and Love because God is love. And then we have some other things planned after that. But as we remember Nelson Mandela and Dr. King, the two most well-known brothers who changed the mindset in the last 50 years, we must take their lead and go forward.
Right.
And Bishop Mason Phillips out of Denver, who marched with Dr. King, as my spiritual father said, in the 60s, God, through Dr. King, brought nonviolence to the forefront of the world. And today, God, through Chile Most, brings the answer to Dr. King with in love and love because God is love. And so as we mourn the death of our brother, great man, Nelson Mandela, we must take that and turn that tragedy into a triumph in the memory of Dr. King and Nelson Mandela and spread love all around the world. And the video, Fight for Your Rights, Donnie B, ministers are giving their congregations and the youth minister an assignment to go to YouTube and everybody listen, do the same thing. Put in Chili Most, Chilimost, Fight for Your Rights. Put it on your Facebook pages. It's a dedication to Dr. King, and as you look in that video, Brother Nelson Mandela is in that video also, because we must stand up and fight for our rights in a nonviolent way to live for another day. And that will give you the strength to empower and to capture the imagination as you look around the world. In Ukraine, they're fighting for their rights. In Portugal, in Spain, in all these cities all in Europe, they're standing up and fighting for their rights against austerity measures. And in the 1960s, as people are saying, we shall overcome, in 2014, people in the streets all around the world will be singing, fight for your rights, Donnie. But what you think about that, my brother?
Man, I think that's a good thing that you guys are doing out there in California, man, and how you're reaching out to people all across the country and all over the world. I think we need more powerful black brothers like you out there fighting for the rights of the community, man. We have more brothers like you that's fighting for the rights of the community, man. This world will be so much better, man. We need more people like that, man. But I do want to ask you this, the fact that we are honoring this man who done so much, you know, even though people say, well, you know, we honor the life and death, but nah, we honoring life. We honoring what this man did in the past
right.
for the whole world, man. This man did so much. He's not just a national person. He is a worldwide, globally. I mean, this is really our first, I say it, African America. May not be our first African American president in the United States, but worldwide, globally, this is the first African American man who made history, man, as president. And people don't know the history, man. I want you to kind of tell my listeners that's listening to the show right now the history, why this man made so much history, man.
Well, you know, it's funny that you say that. Dr. Jimmy Webb, who was on my show today, he lived in South Africa for over 5 years before the release of Nelson Mandela. And when he came back, he had a young son, 5 years old, and he said he came home from church one day, and his son and his wife said, you better go see your son. So he said, what's wrong? He said, now go and talk to him. And he went in. The son said, had his arms crossed and said, the teacher has it wrong. And he said, well, what's what you mean? So he said, no, the teacher has it wrong. You have to go correct the teacher. He said, well, what did the teacher say? He said, the teacher said that the president is Bill Clinton, but I told her the president is Uncle Nelson, see? And so, you know, Brother Nelson Mandela, in his mind, was the president because that's where he grew up and what he knew. And so Nelson Mandela stayed in jail for 28 years, falsely accused.
Wow.
And do you know this? He was still, just 3 years ago, on the terrorist list. He was still, after being released, bringing freedom to his country, bringing the country to, he was still on the terrorist list. So that's something that's wrong with that. And I was talking to Dr. Jimmy Webb. He said, when Brother Mandela came out of jail, he was talking to him because he wasn't really sure about this whole peace thing. He said, this is what we do. He said, my enemies were big and stout, and they drew a circle around us. He said, but what we did was draw a circle around them and drew them into peace, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And so they wanted the war. And then he said when he talked to Dr. Martin Luther King, and the similarities is simple, he said he was talking to Dr. King in 1965, and he was telling Dr. King, I don't really know about this nonviolence thing is. And Dr. King told him, he said, they was on a retreat. Him and Dr. King was on a retreat. And he said, Dr. King said, if you go, and you know the old saying, an eye for an eye. He said, if you go an eye for an eye, you'll poke each other's eye and won't nobody be able to see. You see? And so if you just think about that, an eye for an eye, if I poke out your eye, Donnie B, and you poke out my eye, how are we going to see? You know,
right.
And so just Dr. Mandela and Martin Luther King are so similar in the presence. You know, Dr. King was assassinated. At least Nelson Mandela was in jail all those years, but he was such a key figure because when he got out of jail, people know. But he went to China and got his doctor's degree in China. He was such an influence in China and all around the world. And so as we remember. And I always tell people, because everybody knows me around the country and around the world, and some of the brothers say, well, Chili Most, I'll die for you. I said, brother, don't die for me. Live for me. See?
Hmm.
We must stand up. Don't die for me, Donnie B. Live for me. You see what I'm saying? We must
wow.
turn the frequency.
That's amazing
frequency
that you say that, man.
Yeah, you know how people always tell you that, but we must change this frequency of killing, crime, violence, and fear. Fear in the hearts and minds and men and women in the world today into a frequency of love because God is loving it. And I'm telling people out there that's listening today, if anybody approaches you about 25 years, God put in my spirit to walk in love with love, even before I came up with the theme song, In Love with Love. And he taught me that if somebody approaches you in a negative way, that's fear in them, and they expect you to react in a negative way toward them. But if you react in a positive way, that nullifies the negativity in them, and that will stop them in their track. Elder Fletcher Hubbard is 87 years old. WLLL, Lynchburg, Virginia, and I think I was on that show about 4 or 5 months ago, Donnie B., and you called in on the show in Lynchburg. Remember that? We talked to Brother Courtney Hubbard. Remember that?
Yeah,
about five
how's
or six
he doing?
Ago? He's doing real good, and now that Fletcher Hubbard is 87 now, he owns this great gospel show, and I had him on my show, and Elder Hubbard said, if a man approaches you with the devil's spirit in him, and you stand with in love with love because God is love and that God's spirit with you, the devil and that man will have to bow down to you every time because the spirit
mm-hmm.
of God is way bigger than the spirit of the devil. And so that's why ministers around this country and around the world, you know, a lot of people have been disappointed in the ministry the last 25 or 30 years because in the civil rights movement, it came out of the church. And now we have these prosperity ministers and all of this. But I tell you, there's for the brothers out there who don't have confidence in ministers, and you see ministers on TV, they say, Chili Most, every time I see a minister on TV, he's asking for money. Well, that's a prosperity minister. And I tell them, well, there's Satan in the pulpit too, but let me tell you this. On the flip side of that, there's ministers in this country around the world in the trenches that you don't see in the news, that you don't see on the Word Network, that you don't see on TBN, that's doing great work in the community, day in and day out, that you don't know about. And I'm telling you, this movement that we have across this country and around the world, the International Stop the Violence and Love and Love campaign, and with the passing of Nelson Mandela, it gives us a springboard from this day on to January the 19th. And when we change this frequency, it's just like I'm telling you this. In Los Angeles, Stevie Wonder has a radio station, 102.3 FM. You cannot get a station on an AM station. You have to go directly to 102.3. And so when we change this frequency in the streets all around of crime, violence, and killing and fear, and what I mean by that, we must put conflict resolution in school, at a preschool age and in kindergarten, just like you have math, history, English, science. There should be a class called conflict resolution to teach the young people how to learn how to agree to disagree. At a young 3, 4, 5 years old, in a nonviolent way to live to for another day. And so in the theme song, Stop the Violence, I said we need to deprogram and reprogram the way we live our lives and always put the creative first. So once we put in some systematic things, which we're working on doing, we will change the mindset of all humanity. The goal is to change the mindset of 7.2 billion people on Earth. And how you do that, Donnie B? By putting God first, and including young people as well, because the young people are our future, and God is the Alpha and Omega, my brother. God is the Alpha and Omega.
Man, I like that. Man, I tell you what, I definitely want to thank you for calling in to the number one show across the country, man, and talking to us tonight, man, because this is what it's all about. And this coming up Tuesday, man, we're going to do a special 2-hour special. This coming up Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Dallas Fort Worth time on Nelson Mandela, man. I would definitely want you to call in. We're going to have a panel of people calling in. We're going to be playing some audio from him. And we want everybody. We're going to have a panel light vigil. Y'all said that, a panel light vigil for this man live on the radio at 9:45. At 9:45 Central Standard Time, we're going to pause for a second to honor this man who done so much in the world. What you think about that, man?
But I think that you're the legendary Donnie B, and as you like the old E.F. Hutton, when E.F. Hutton used to speak, everybody used to listen. And so everybody's going to be listening to the legendary Donnie B. And I want to thank you for being the humanitarian you are. and the spirit that you carry around with you every day as you care about the community. And I just want to say, you can reach Chili Most at chilimostmusic.com. That's C-H-I-L-I-M-O-S-T music.com or I-M-N-U-Z.com with the great Paula Moffitt. I want you to go to YouTube, put in Chili Most, fight for your rights. Johnny B., thank you, my brother. God bless you and your family. You have a safe holiday. I'll call in anytime you want me, you know. I'm just a phone call away. So this is Chili Most from 13th Street Records in Los Angeles. Peace, because you know I love you, baby.
That's our man right there doing it real big right here on the hottest gospel show across the country right here. It's official 56 after the hour. And what we're going to do right now, we're going to go to some more gospel music right now. Joy, Joy by Kirk Franklin. Y'all heard it first, baby. It's going down. Donnie B, Donnie O'Bella. We in the building. We'll be right back. Yeah, that's Kirk Franklin. Joy, Joy.
Together.
Oh, joy.
Come on,
drummer, give me a little, let me move. My Savior's joy.
That's right, y'all. It is definitely going down. Man, I love that song. I had to play that song right there. I want to tell a big shout out to everybody out there that's listening to us right now. Number one show across the country right here. And shout out to everybody out there that's tuning in to us across the country in New York, Chicago, L.A., Houston, Texas, period. We doing it real big. We're going to be playing nothing but the best in gospel music, man. We got less than an hour before we be getting ready to get up out of here. I hope everybody is really enjoying themselves. If you want to call and kick a shout out, 347-989-1725, 347-989-1725. It is time for us to get ready for the gospel mix right here. You want to call and kick a shout out doing the gospel mix, 347-989-1725, 347-989-1725. Time for us to get ready for the gospel mix that's going down right here. Donnell Bella, a.k.a. Donnie B.
Where you are, I want to know, Lord, who you are. So when you call my name, I'll say to you, here I am. I'm listening, Lord, speak to me. I want to see how you see. Change my heart, Lord, and make me holy. If there's anything in my life that doesn't honor you tonight, speak to me. Anything in my life
Yeah, definitely want to say a big shout-out to everybody out there listening to us. If you want to call and kick a shout-out, 347-989-1725,
Somewhere to record your next project. You missing that quality sound? Well, Slab Music Group is the place you need to be. We have a full-service recording studio and a production team on staff, all from recording, mixing, mastering, and pre-production services. We also have a team of professionals to assist you with all of your music business services, marketing, promoting, legal assistance, project planning, graphic design, photography and video services. Our facility offers listening sessions and listening parties, and we have a photography and video room. Slab Music Group can help you from start to finish. Visit our website at www.slabmusicgroup.com, or you can contact us at 682-587-7000. 7522. We are located at 1062 South Erie, Fort Worth, Texas, 76112.
Yeah! and it said, something about the 90s. Something about the 90s. It is the sweetest night day I've known. I love that. Oh,
how I love the 90s.
Wave your hand if you love it.
Oh, how I love the 90s.
Sweet name, yeah. Some people say I'm crazy, but just the pain I can't explain. The power that I feel, yeah, when I call your name. That is just like fire. When the Holy Ghost gets to moving, you know he won't leave us alone. And it's all because there's something, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something about the nature.
Oh, oh my.
Something about the nature.
Sweet name, yeah. Open your mouth and give him some fruit from your lips.
It's the sweetest name.
Oh, 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 oh.
I know.
Said it's sweeter than honey. From the honeycomb. When the Holy Ghost gets to moving, yeah, I know he won't leave us alone. Got some more news for you. At the name of Jesus, every knee is gonna have to bow. You don't have to wait till the fire comes. Show me what you're working with. You can clap your hands. Praise him now. Loud up in here.
Oh,
come on, let me hear you get loud up in here.
Oh, how I love.
Let me hear you have some church up in here.
But that's all right. Understand our purpose, and may not understand our praise. Where's the family in Jesus' name? We'd like to tell you the reason why we sing. Family. Because I'm happy.
I sing because I'm happy.
I sing.
I sing because I'm free.
His eyes on
me. His eyes on me.
That's the reason.
That's the reason why I sing.
I want to know if you could help me say glory.
Glory, hallelujah.
You're the reason.
You're the reason why I sing.
Come on, say glory.
Glory,
thank you, Jesus. You're the reason.
The reason why I sing.
Can we say it again? Someone asked.
Someone asked the question.
Oh, glory. Why do we sing?
Why do we sing?
When we lift our hands.
When we lift our hands to Jesus.
Oh, what do we really mean?
What do we really mean?
Someone may be wondering.
Someone may be
when we sing our song,
when we sing our song,
at times we may
be crying,
and nothing's even wrong.
And nothing's even wrong.
This is the reason why I sing because. Witness in here. Glory!
Glory, hallelujah.
You're the reason, Jesus.
You're the reason why
I know I'm right about it. I just want to say glory.
Glory, hallelujah.
I give the praises to you.
I give the praises to you.
Oh, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
You're the reason why.
You're the reason why I
listen. And when the song is over, we've all said amen.
We've all said amen.
And your heart just keep on singing.
And your heart just keep on singing.
And the song will never end.
And the song will never end.
Listen. And if somebody asks you.
And if somebody asks you.
Was it just a show?
Was it just a show?
Lift your hands and be a witness.
Lift your hands and be a witness.
And tell the whole world no.
And tell the whole world no.
When we cross that river,
and when we cross that river,
the study war no more.
The study war no more.
We will sing.
We will sing our song to Jesus.
The one whom we adore.
The one whom we adore.
Come on, family, let's take it home. I sing because.
I sing because.
I sing because.
I sing because.
I don't know why he does it, but it's I. You're my melody at midnight, Jesus. You're my song in my storm, Jesus. You're the hymn in my heart, Jesus.
You're the reason why.
You're the reason why.
love you.
Man.
I love your name, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. For the rest of my life, Jesus, you'll be the reason why I sing.
Well, I hope you guys are enjoying the show so far. We got less than 22 minutes left right here on your number one brand new gospel music station. I want to say a shout out to everybody out there that's tuning in to us. And I am having such a great time. We're playing nothing but the best in gospel music. Right here, I want to say a big shout out to everybody out there that's tuning in to us. Friday night, this is 38 after the hour. And I don't know about you, but I am having just a wonderful, wonderful time. This is some really, really good praise music. So if you want to call and kick a shout out and represent, give me a call at 347-989-1725. Again, 347-989-1725. And we're looking for you to advertise with the best gospel nighttime show across the country. If you want to advertise with us, all you got to do is give me a call at 817-989-1725. Wait a minute. I got a new telephone number now, y'all. So it's kind of trying to figure this thing out. So hope you guys are really enjoying the show so far tonight. And we're gonna be getting Up and Down Magazine Radio started back because we got some banner and everything. So y'all, as TDJ say, get ready. Y'all get ready for Up and Down Magazine Radio Network. Well, we're going to be going out into the community. We'll be your number one new community program and stuff, and just showing different stuff like that. So, again, it's definitely going down. Hope everybody enjoying the show so far right here. And we're going to take it to some old gospel music. But, again, if you'd like to be part of this wonderful event, give us a call at 972-801-7465. 972-801-7465. That's the telephone number if you want to be booked on the show. To advertise with us, man, we got plenty of banner advertisements available. All you got to do is give me a call. And if you want your banner to be on the website, on Blog Talk site, just give me a call right here at 817-919-5. I mean, that's my old number. 728-01-7465. We're going to some more gospel music right now. Like I said, we got less than 19 minutes left. Hope you guys are enjoying the show. We'll be right back.
I know it can be hard out here. Times are tough. So many people looking to next year, next month, next week, even the next day. I'm just trying to take my next breath. Breathe. Lights and the lights in the daytime. Most of the time we all lost. My best friend told me I'd never make it. My grandpa told me to never quit. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but my wife keeps telling me that this is it. Maybe if I can just dream again, have hope and faith in him, I really wanna just see again. Take a deep breath and breathe again. Try, always guessing, asking why. Don't let people come and distort you, misuse you and abort you. Look at you with a poor view, judge you based on what you're going through. Hold your head up, it's okay to cry. When life get hard, just look to the sky. Keep pushing for greatness, learn to fly. If all else fail, at least you try. Breathe.
I received a word a couple of months ago that shook me, and I didn't really understand it until just recently, and I believe that the word wasn't just for me. You can sit down. I believe that the word wasn't just for me. I believe it really applies to a generation. And it was talking about David. And it was saying, as the word of the Lord began to come to me, the word started out and said, your time of public revealing is coming faster than you have time to prepare for. And most people get real excited about that. And where it was based out of was the fact that when the prophet Samuel was sent to Jesse's house to anoint the new king, everybody in the city knew that he was there offering up a sacrifice. And so Jesse invites all of his sons except for David. David's still out in the field as the presentation is happening. And you had to know that David knew what was going on because everyone in the city knew what was going on. And there's been some people in here where you've been worshiping God, you've been in your secret place, you've been in your quiet time serving God unnoticed, and you feel like, man, it seems like no one notices what's going on. But when the prophet Samuel got done looking at all the sons, he asked Jesse, do you have another one? And of course, he said, well, there's David out in the field. So he calls him in. Now, you got to understand, David, at this moment, he's probably smelling uncombed. He's in a place where he didn't have a chance to prepare for his moment of anointing like everyone else. They were all ready for that moment. So the word was that your time of public revealing is coming faster than you have time to prepare for. But here's the reason. You're needed soon because there's a Goliath in the field challenging the armies of God, and David's the only one that knows how to kill him. There are some Goliaths that are standing in the field of the world defying the armies of God, defying the churches of God. Goliaths like poverty. Goliaths like homelessness. Goliaths like hunger. Goliaths like loneliness and abortion. And they're saying, what are you going to do about it? And many of us are so content to continue to come here and sing and not face these Goliaths. But I'm telling you, there is a new generation emerging that's going to slay Goliath. The things that stand up and say, we challenge you to change it. And I'm telling you, you have to believe that you can change the world. You are not just dropping a pebble in the ocean and nobody notices. If we take the worldview that things are only going to get worse and that Jesus is going to come, we're missing it. He said we have authority. He said we have dominion. If it gets worse, it's because we allowed it to. God wants to raise up a generation, and I believe you're here tonight on assignment that believes that it can change the world with the authority of God. It's not satisfied and content to just sing over one another, but wants to take this to the world so that everyone can experience the presence of God. That we say, God, give us a heart for the nations. God, give us a heart for this generation. God, give us a heart for the things that you care about, the widow and the orphan and the fatherless and the homeless. There comes a moment in our worship where we begin to recognize that this is not about us. We've been subconsciously taught, you know, you worship for your breakthrough and you worship for your healing and you worship for this and you worship for that. God does those things because he loves us. He just loves us. So we can't manipulate God. Our worship is supposed to change the world. How many of you would agree with me that we can change the world? We're going to make a declaration tonight. And I'm telling you, God, what we've experienced already with where we're going, where you're coming with us, God's going to deposit in us something that's going to break our heart for things that breaks his. Because I begin to understand that God wants to speak to us. We keep wanting to enter his presence and talk to him. He wants to speak to us. He wants to download his heart into us so that we can go and change the world. Can we just lift our hands? Can you just sense the presence of God? Lord, we sense your presence. There is a sound in the hearts of God's people that the world is waiting to be released. There is a sound in the hearts of God's people that the world is waiting for. Creation is longing for the manifestation of the sons of God. It's time for us to release that sound so that the whole world will know of God's love and compassion. Sound of peace,
sound of
and it's flowing out of me.
Out of
this is a sound that will heal the brokenhearted,
sound to heal the broken
and bring comfort heart to the least of these. Like in Amos, and righteousness and never flowing stream. To release that sound. But we won't hold on, but we'll open up our mouth and we'll cry aloud so that the world will know of your love and your compassion. That sound is on the inside of us.
There is a sound.
Oh!
Going down. I want to say a big shout out to everybody out there listening to us on this number one show across the country right here. Oh, I want to make sure I can hear y'all look loud and clear, man. It is going down. I want to say a shout out to everybody out there that's listening to us. Is y'all like that sound right there? Okay, I can hear myself loud and clear. That's right, y'all. I want to say a shout out to everybody out there that's tuning in to us right here. And I can't believe we got less than 2 minutes here before we begin to get off the air. I just want to say a shout-out to everybody out there that's been checking us out and having fun with us, you know, kicking back with the hottest show across the country. We can really do 3 hours, but, child, I ain't thinking about y'all. Did I say that? All right, child, man, but we are definitely doing it real big right here. Shout-out to everybody out there. I want to thank everybody for listening to us right here. Nico Mack for calling in. Yeah, I heard you calling in to the show and stuff. Man, we got to talk about this weather, man. What y'all think about Texas weather? Snowing in Texas in December? Are we used to snowing? Are we used to this? I don't know about y'all, but I am not used to having no snow during this time, y'all. So I ain't going to even sit there and tell you that lie that I'm used to it, because I'm not used to that. But anyway, we definitely want to say a big shout-out to everybody out there that's been listening to us, having a good time with us and stuff today. And we're going to be doing a lot of different stuff, y'all. So, y'all, as TDJ say, get ready, get ready. Y'all get ready, because it's about to go down. Number one show across the country right here. We're definitely doing it real big. And I want to shout-out to everybody that's been checking us out on the hottest show across the country right here. And I hope you guys are having a good time, because I know I'm having a good time right here and playing nothing but the best in music and stuff. Because I can't hear myself right there. All right, y'all. All right, man. Y'all give us a call at 347-989-1725, 347-989-1725. Again, we just want to thank everybody for tuning in to the show and stuff, and we're going to be going out to different places, doing the program live and stuff, and, you know, just having a good time. So, as TDJ say, get ready, because it's going down right here. We're going to be doing some big things and stuff. And I'm going to start doing some live broadcasts on location. So if you're an independent gospel artist, a church organization or community organization, you got something going and you want us to come out and broadcast live, holler at your boy, Donnie B, because I definitely want to start doing some live broadcasts. And, you know, on location, trying to do some big things and stuff. All right, y'all, man, we got 30 seconds left. We want to thank everybody for tuning in to the number one show across the country. Remember, y'all, if it is to be, it's up to you to make a difference, y'all. Make a difference. And remember, y'all, check us out again tomorrow because we're going to definitely be doing it big on the number one show across the country. I'm going to go to bed, y'all, because I got to get up air early this morning. But anyway, remember, y'all, if it is to be, it's up to you. Get that La Vida newspaper, and we're going to have a lot more coming up right here on the hottest show across the country. Man, y'all already know how we do it. It's going down. Thank y'all very, very much. And we'll see y'all again.